And now, the moment you've been waiting for, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and this week, instead of a toy, we're going to talk about a microphone that fell down. We're also going to talk about a book. There is a great release. I'm going to get the title right because I don't want to say it wrong. The Funko Pop Vinyl, World of Pop Vinyl, Volume 1 Hardcover. We have this for sale on our website right now. I think we just got it in stock this week again. We restocked. And it's a big book full of really great photos of the Funko Pop Vinyl lineup. Let me go grab my copy and we will talk about it. Okay, so I got the book. There's about 300 figures in here. It's about $30 for the book. Pretty good deal. And you get to see things like the Pop Television Gurr from Invader Zim, Count Chocula, the Funko mascots. It's pretty much all here. There's a mix of their high-quality press photography, in addition to a number of, I don't want to say candid shots, but really great staged photos. Like, there's the Christmas ones in the middle of snow. There's the basketball ones on a basketball court. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz is in front of a little blue house. It's really cool, and it's a great collectible more than it is probably a complete catalog. I'm sure some of you are action figure collectors, and you remember as a kid you got a little flyer showing just about everything. With Pop Vinyl, the line went from being pretty small. There were originally Funko Force 2.0 figures, and they changed the name to Pop Vinyl, and things went crazy after debuting them with Batman and DC at Comic-Con a few years ago. You can see a bunch of great stuff, including, this is amazing. Sorry, just flipping through it. I haven't looked at it in a while. But there's the Disney figures, Chernabog's in here, Eve. You can see Ursula. What else we got? Yeah, the entire front chunk of the book is Disney. And we also, maybe like half the book's Disney. And there's a lot of Batman stuff, DC Universe, Marvel, Beatles, Run DMC, Ozzy Osbourne, Star Wars. It's a really nifty look at a line that's really exploded in the last year. And, of course, there's more coming. Some of the retired styles are actually marked in the book, so you can know what you already can't get. Doesn't mean you can't find them online somewhere. Other figures have been retired since then, and we've also introduced a whole bunch you can see on our website, because we're adding new ones all the dang time. I recommend it. It's really cool. It's not super easy to find, but it's a nice book. It's got a little ribbon bookmark in it. The cover quality is good. It's got a nice texture to it. And we had some other stuff like, do we have those yet? I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want to say it wrong. But anyway, we're adding lots of new Pop Vinyl to our website every day, including Big Bang Theory and stuff like that. So you can check all that out at entertainmentearth.com right now. You can buy the book from us and presumably elsewhere. But if you buy it from us, and you write in the comments, I heard about it on the podcast. It makes me as the podcaster look good. So you should do that. That would be really cool of you. That's what I want for Christmas. I want people to make it look like I'm doing more work than I am. That is what I think we all want. You know, Tiny Tim was all about that. So I need to stop talking because my voice is getting shot because I don't usually speak. It's funny that way. So I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Have a great weekend. Pick up the World of Pop Vinyl Volume 1. It's got a lot of great stuff in it. And honestly, for the price of 3 Pop Vinyl figures, it's quite a nice thing to have to flip through just to see what you missed or what you might like or what's going to cost you a whole bunch of money on eBay, which is an unfortunate truth of toy collecting. And if you look around my office, the unfortunate truth of toy collecting is everywhere. And they're all staring at me all at once. I hope they're not judging me. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth.